Box office, Project Hail Mary blasts off with $80.5 million, record for Amazon MGM. By Breitbart News on March 22, 2026. Project Hail Mary is bringing audiences to movie theaters in numbers the industry hasn't seen for a non-franchise film since Oppenheimer. The science fiction epic starring Ryan Gosling earned around $80.5 million in ticket sales in its first weekend playing in North America, according to studio estimates Sunday. Box office tracker Intelligence estimates that translates into about 5 million ticket buyers. The PG-13-rated film opened on 4,007 screens and easily topped the domestic box office charts, surpassing expectations and delivering a record opening for studio Amazon MGM, whose previous best was Creed III, $58 million in 2023. Not accounting for inflation, Project Hail Mary also scored the second biggest opening for a non-franchise movie behind only Oppenheimer, which opened to $82.4 million in 2023. It's now one of only three non-franchise movies in the past decade to open over $70 million, the third is Jordan Peele's Us. In the realm of modern space operas, it exceeded the debuts of The Martian, also an Andy Weir adaptation that opened around $54.3 million in 2015, Gravity, $55.6 million in 2013, and Interstellar, $47.5 million in 2014. Directed by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, Project Hail Mary cost about double the Oppenheimer production budget, with a price tag in the $200 million range. But it also carries strong reviews and audience scores and could be destined for a long run. According to post-track exit polls, where it scored 5 out of 5 stars, 83% of audiences said they would definitely recommend the film to friends. The gender breakdown skewed slightly more male, 57%, and 55% of the audience were under 35. The film is centered around Gosling's character who wakes up alone and with little memory on a spaceship, where his apparent mission is to try to save the sun from dying. As has become the norm for event movies like Project Hail Mary, premium large format screens were in demand, making up 56% of the weekend's gross. IMAX screens alone accounted for 24% of the total. "We believe deeply in the Hail Mary, and it's clear audiences do as well," said Kevin Wilson, Amazon MGM Studios head of domestic distribution, in a statement. "What we're seeing in theaters, the energy, the exit scores, the word of mouth, is everything we believe this film would deliver. Hollywood's other big new opener, Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, a Searchlight release, came in a distant fourth with $9.1 million, behind Disney and Pixar's Hoppers, $18 million, and the Bollywood sequel Dhurandhar, The Revenge, which made $9.6 million from Friday through Sunday. Universal's Colleen Hoover adaptation Reminders of Him rounded out the top five in its second weekend with $8 million. Viva Pictures also released an animated adaptation of the popular children's book The Pout Pout Fish in 1,854 theaters and is expected to place in the top 10.